This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A Russian Defense Ministry spokesman was quoted as saying that any country offering its airfields to Ukraine for attacks on Russia may be considered to have entered the conflict. He said in a video released by the ministry that the use of the airfield networks of the countries to base Ukrainian military aircraft and their subsequent use against the Russian armed forces may be regarded as the involvement of these states in an armed conflict. Earlier Sunday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that some Russian rockets had completely destroyed the civilian airport of the central western region capital. Meanwhile, the operational headquarters of the Odessa Regional Military Administration published a video in the early hours of Monday claiming that an area in the Odessa region was subjected to missile strikes by Russia from the sea. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has involved fighting around the country's nuclear power plants, and that has been raising some concerns about their safety. We get more details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Ukraine is heavily reliant on nuclear energy. 15 reactors at four stations provide about half the country's electricity. The Zaporizhia plant, seized by Russian forces last week, has six of those reactors. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the plant staff are now required to seek approval for any operation, even maintenance, from the Russians. Normal communications there have been hampered, with the internet and some mobile networks switched off. In a nearly two-hour call Sunday, French President Emmanuel Macron told Russian President Vladimir Putin Ukraine's nuclear facilities must not be targeted or otherwise caught up in the fighting. Putin replied that was not Russia's intent.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian authorities described increased shelling of encircled cities and another failed attempt to evacuate civilians from the besieged southern port of Mariupol. Russian and Ukrainian forces agreed to an 11-hour ceasefire on Sunday, but Ukrainian officials said Russians attacked quickly, closed the safe passage corridor. A third round of talks between Russian and Ukrainian leaders is planned for Monday. The price of oil jumped more than $10 a barrel, and shares were sharply lower on Monday as the conflict in Ukraine deepened amid mounting calls for harsher sanctions against Russia. Brent crude oil surged over $10 early Monday. Benchmark U.S. crude was up nearly $9 at more than $124 a barrel. The surge followed a warning from Russian President Vladimir Putin that Ukrainian statehood was imperiled as Russian forces battered strategic locations. A temporary ceasefire in two Ukrainian cities failed over the weekend, and both sides blamed each other. Israel's prime minister is assuming the unlikely role of mediator between Russia and Ukraine with his surprise visit to Moscow. Naftali Bennett positioned Israel in an uncomfortable middle ground between Russia and Ukraine in the lead-up to war, creating a launching pad from which to emerge as a player in diplomatic efforts. While wading into international mediation in the midst of war could be a minefield for Israel, it relies on its ties with the Kremlin for security coordination in Syria. And with Moscow sitting at the negotiating table with Iran over its nuclear program, Israel cannot afford to anger President Vladimir Putin. The official global death toll from COVID-19 is now on the verge of eclipsing 6 million, underscoring that the pandemic, now entering its third year, is far from over. The milestone is the latest tragic reminder of the unrelenting nature of the pandemic. Even as people are shedding masks and traveling and resuming businesses or opening around the globe, the death toll compiled by Johns Hopkins University at one point stood at 5,997,994, but that number does continue to climb. The rivalry of mudslinging and negative campaigning between the two leading presidential candidates in South Korea are so bad that the loser now faces a prospect of going to jail. Some are now calling it the Squid Game election, a reference to Netflix's mega-hit survival drama where people are killed if they lose the children's games. More at voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.